This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. And I am not saying that lightly. If you're anything like me, the story is going to make you cringe. It's going to make you triggered, but it's also a warning, and it's a way that we should be living our lives. Always scared of everything.
Great.
There's a viral story of a woman who had to be rushed to the hospital after she stepped on her pants that were just laying on her bedroom floor. Here are the details.
It's one of the craziest things these ER doctors have ever seen.
It's impressive, isn't it?
A young woman with a key sticking straight out of her foot.
Okay.
How did you even do that?
So how did this happen?
Right, that's the important part. How did this happen?
The trouble started when she left her jeans on her bedroom floor.
I just wake up one day, get out of bed, and I stepped onto the jeans. There was a key literally in my pocket. I stepped on it. All of a sudden, I hear a crunch.
Ouch!
Okay.
Madison
okay.
had accidentally stabbed herself with okay. her key.
Right, on the bottom of
okay.
her foot.
Okay, don't give any more
happens.
Details.
It happens! And I feel like that this is something that is definitely going to happen to me.
Oh.
I feel like I step on things more than the average person.
Really?
Hey, yes, yes. Do you not remember not that long ago when my dog was going crazy in the backyard and I went to go grab him and that son of a bitch ran
okay.
away from me, made me fall over,
oh, yeah.
and my corgi croc fell off my foot because they're a little too big and I accidentally stepped on something sticking out
That's
of the ground
right.
and it went right into the heel of my foot.
That's right.
Oh, God.
I also have a fear of things happening the other way.
What does that mean?
Something falling on my foot.
Oh.
Every single time I'm cooking, I would say 7 out of 10 times I'm barefoot.
Okay.
Because I'm comfy or just wearing socks. And I have the thought a lot while I am cutting something with a butcher's knife, if this slips out of my hand and falls, it's going right through my foot.
Oh.
And I know that that never happens.
Well, Gavin.
But it scares Gavin, the hell out
Gavin.
Of me.
That happened to my sister-in-law.
Oh! Did anything fall off?
No, nothing fell off. It wasn't a butcher knife. I believe, if I remember the story correctly, she and my other sister-in-law were doing dishes at my dad's house, and the knife slipped out of one of the sister-in-law's hands and went into the other sister-in-law's foot.
So it was somebody's fault?
I guess. And I want to say it stuck straight up.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw up.
I know.
Because my butcher's knife is a weighted handle.
Oh, boy.
Because
okay.
daddy likes good knives.
Okay. Let me look at me. First of all, breathe. There you go.
I need some coffee.
I need you to know how strong your foot is. You have one of the, I mean, despite that corgi croc story where that flew off your teensy weensy.
It was so treacherous.
I don't think, even with a butcher's knife, it could even do you that much harm.
Because my foot's so strong.
So strong.
So big, so strong.
And brave. You have, if I was going to describe your feet as anything, the first word I would use is brave.
Wow.
What makes my feet brave?
No, the fact that you show them in public.
Right. The fact that I'm even walking around.
The width.
Yes.
Oh. The fact that you your toes are fused together in some places.
I have webbed toes. Yeah, yeah. I have webbed toes.
You're a strong swimmer then.
Yeah.
Practically a duck.
Right.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
I think you're going to be okay.
All right. So if you're just joining us, we got onto this topic because a woman had to go to the ER when she stepped on her pants and a key that was in her pocket went into her foot. And that something similar has gone through the bottom of my foot before, but I'm always worried about something going through the top. But Katie has made me feel better because I have big, strong, brave feet.
Right.
Have I recapped that?
Yeah, accurately? I just want to make it clear. This is our job. And this is the stupid crap we talk about for a living.
Can I ask you a question while we're on this subject?
Sure.
I'm going to take my foot off or my shoe off.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, why? I can't see the bottom of my foot.
Okay.
I don't want to.
But I have always wondered, did that Corgi Croc story, did it scar the bottom of my foot? Can I show you the bottom of my foot?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you're leaning back in the chair.
Please, you're gonna
now raising. They sit on the other side of the studio, putting my leg really high so you guys can see my heel.
Yeah,
it's not going to be easy.
No,
so look quick.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Ready?
Here we go. Ready?
One. I feel like I'm about to give birth.
Okay. Right, this is exactly what it's like.
Two, three. Is there a scar?
No.
I can't really.
Is there a scar?
No.
But you do need some lotion.
Oh.
Well, I'm a man.
Okay.
Yeah, rough feet, part of the bravery, Kevin.
Oh, right.
Right. You know
try it sometime.
You know those feet are hard work.
Your feet are cowards.
Mine are baby soft.